This is Josh Cohen and the home team, streaming live worldwide on YouTube on ESPN West Palm Play. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. This is ESPN 106.3.
On a Bud's Chicken and Seafood Fried Day, of all the Bud's menu, of all the options, of Seafood Fest, which is still happening, but for a limited time, with fried, butterflied, coconut shrimp, fried crab cakes, fried oysters, oyster dinner, obviously fish and fish sandwiches. Of the USDA classified tenderloin, USDA tenderloin chicken tenders, fried chicken, chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, mac and cheese, mac salad, potato salad, made fresh. What right now sounds best to you? Like, what would hit the hardest right now from Bud's Chicken and Seafood at budschicken.com?
They've got so much in their repertoire and their tool belt, but I go to the fastball, right? Go to the chicken. They're throwing 90,
fastball.
99 in the black every time.
There it is. Voted best fried chicken once again by the people of South Florida. The awards just came out 2 weeks ago from the Palm Beach Post. Bud's Chicken and Seafood won again. Family owned, family operated. It's 1957. That matters. Because that's accountability and respect. And that's also upholding the tradition of the family. They work with better food and better ingredients. And what they do is they create better value for us, the community. Because Bud's Chicken and Seafood is committed to family and food and faith and football, high school sports. Six locations, Palm Beach County. Go to budschicken.com. Have it delivered. I recommend you order ahead. And then when you show up, they're ready for you. Because nothing like eating it on the spot. Because everything is being cooked for you to your order. Budschicken.com. That's Bud's
Chicken and Seafood. Yum, yum.
Take it away, young man. We head into the cocktail hour.
It's the cocktail hour. For me, it is right now.
Indeed, we do the cocktail hour. You know what? 4 o'clock hour, presented by Celsius. Let's double up today.
Mm-hmm.
Cocktail hour. You can make beverages. You can make cocktails with Celsius if you so choose. Celsius Essential Energy to live fit. Made with the good stuff, not the bad. Not a lot of sugar. Not the calories. Instead, sustained energy that comes from good source. And by the way, mental clarity, physical energy. Tina drinks one every morning when she gets up as her pre-workout, like to get her going. I had myself the Celsius today because of a late night last night. Enjoying the Miami Open and enjoying the festivities and the 72 Club and all that comes with that. Thank you, Miami Open, once again for having. Celsius is available everywhere now. It has taken over the energy drink market because it's a better product made with better stuff, with better result, that, by the way, is just better for you. And you can also get not just the beverage in cold cans at every type of retail location, but also tiny little powder sticks. In case you're traveling or in case you don't have the time to stop and go into a store, it's okay. Have the powder on you, add it to water, shake it up. Celsius on the spot. Celsius, essential energy, live fit. Celsius, essential energy drinks. That would be Detective Magnum PU.
Kind of the shirt that Hopper wears in Stranger Things.
I saw him last night.
Really? David Harbour was there?
Saw David last night, as a matter of fact. He was just a couple feet away from me. He was hanging out with a buddy of his. And then a girl that I actually know was bothering him. She went up to like talk to him and, you know, make small talk, I'm sure, about the show. I hung out with him in August during the Jake Paul fight because we were in the suite, the Celsius suite. He's a friend of Celsius, too, as I am. So I saw Hopper. I saw David Harbour last night. And I wanted to say, like, hey, man, how you been? Nice to see you. There's no way he's going to remember without me reminding him. He's not going to look and go, hey, you're the probably not likely to. Sometimes it happens, but it probably wouldn't happen with him. My memory of him with him in the suite for Jake Paul, Nate Diaz this past summer in Dallas, Texas, was these two girls are influencer model types. And the one girl said to me, she said, how old are you? And David Haber was walking right behind me and he goes, he's 25. And it was pretty funny. And I said, yes, he's right. I just, it's a hard 25. And then we all had a good laugh. He's a nice guy. And then I was talking to the wrestler dude who became my buddy, Mojo.
Oh, Mojo Rawley. Yeah.
So he became my dude. He and I hit it off on Friday at the weigh-ins. And so Saturday, he's like, come on, hang out with me. And then David Haber was all interested in wrestling. So he was asking Mojo all about. And Mojo's like, I'm from Maryland. I played football. And then I transitioned to. And so, like, Haber's like, what does it pay? Like, what's your rookie contract in the WWE? Like, how does that work? How many shows are you doing a year? He was all fascinated by that. He was all into that. So saw him last night. He has head shaved. His haircut looked like mine, as a matter of fact. But he had a beard. But he looks fit. He must have a new movie role.
Well, he was in the Marvel movies because he was like a side character in the Scarlett Johansson movie.
Black Widow?
Yes, he was in that movie. He was a Russian dude in that movie.
Got it.
So he's getting that Marvel money, which is a heavy check. It doesn't matter what kind of character
you are. Yeah, he's
doing
well. He's a good dude. He's an affable, likable dude. And again, he had told those girls at the in the suite in the summer that I was 25.
He's got a recognizable voice, too.
He does.
I bet he does voice acting. I think he does.
Probably does.
Like an Angry Birds or something.
Anyway, you brought up Hopper, and I forgot to mention that I saw him last night, but I didn't say anything. And I didn't say anything because what I realized was the blazer I was wearing last night was the exact same one that I was wearing for Nate Diaz, Jake Paul. And I was fearful that he'd say, weren't you wearing that the last time I saw you?
Oh, man.
So I didn't say anything.
That is tough. Yeah. That's brutal.
I didn't avoid him. I just didn't go up and say, hey, man, it's good to see you again. We were in the Celsius suite for Nate and Jake together and BS and talking wrestling. I didn't do that. If I was wearing something different, I may have said, like, I like the haircut. I'm glad to see I'm now inspiring your personal style.
I like it.
Thank you very much. But you were saying the shirt is very Chief Hopper.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which is good and bad because he's not exactly a style icon. He is a small Indiana town, mid-80s law enforcement officer.
Winona Ryder.
Try it again. One more time.
Winona Ryder.
His character.
Yeah.
Bagged, if you will. I mean, very classy. Winona Ryder.
The movie, people thought it was believable enough because she's beautiful in that show.
Absolutely.
So he's hot as well. So like it was
not exactly style icon though. It's 1985. It's a little town in Podunk, Indiana. He fights monsters. He's on a law enforcement officer salary. But yes, he has your mid-80s. I love that Hawaiian shirt. Stand up, show the people on you. Open your YouTube app, people. We know if you're watching or not, and you're not. Open up YouTube right now. Punch in ESPN West Palm. Click on the live stream for Josh Cohn of the home team. And you can see Magnum PU. There he is. Right. Oh, he's turning around. Oh, he's doing the little runway thing, looking over it. That last look there. Make sure you make a promo out of that.
It was cheeky.
Make a promo out of Happy Baby with your little hand over your mouth. You're being cheeky.
What's the sun?
Jackass.
What's the sunscreen brand?
Coppertone.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of going for there.
Yeah, the ooh. The little ooh. And right now in the promo, there's a picture of the Coppertone baby and the little girl, and the dog is pulling down the bottoms with his teeth. There's the picture right there. And then here's the video clip of you again. As you turn around, do your little cheeky little with your hand. Yeah, close enough.
It's hard to do it audibly.
Make a promo out of that. Good luck with that. It is the National Football League, 52 weeks a year. Here in West Palm Beach, here in South Florida, here in America, NFL news, it just keeps coming because as soon as the season ends, we get talking about the draft. We get talking about free agency. We get talking about trades, coaching hires and fires. NFL made a couple announcements this week. NFL talked about playing on Christmas this week. Before we get to that, they already had announced there's going to be a Friday night game, not to open the season, but the next night, with the Philadelphia Eagles playing in Brazil. You are aware of this news. You recall?
Yeah.
Okay. Football in America on Friday night has generally been reserved for high school.
Yes.
And the NFL is like, yeah, bleep that. We're just going to go ahead and we're going to take Friday night for a standalone game at the beginning of the season. And we're going to do it from Brazil because we're globally dominating, taking over, and we don't care about your high school football.
We can and we will. So,
yeah. And it's all for money at the end of the day. It's all for big money. Mad Dog is big mad about the Eagles season opener from Brazil because it will be streaming, as you might imagine, for the purpose of standalone revenue generation. It's the same situation Peacock did back for the Chiefs playoff game against the Dolphins Saturday night. They wanted the Chiefs. They wanted Taylor Swift's crowd. They wanted Saturday night because it's not Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon. Listen to Mad Dog. He's mad.
It's bad enough they're on Amazon. It's bad enough they go play in Europe. It's bad enough they put extra millions of teams in, and they got an Amazon playoff game this year, too, which drives me crazy. They got to play the first opening game of the year with the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo on Peacock.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's hard to get Peacock. Yeah. I don't want to get Peacock.
You're right.
All right, I want to watch the game.
You're
normal.
Right.
Give me Buck and Aikman. Give me the CBS crew. Brady's going to do it. Give me something. Don't put the Eagles 9,000 miles away and then put them on a cable thing on Peacock, which you got to subscribe to so NBC can make more money. And then Amazon Prime Time, you're going to see about this in the middle of December or January. They got a wild card game, Amazon Prime Video, which means you can't switch with the remotes. You're stuck with the Amazon thing. I know the NFL prints money. I understand how big they are. But, boy, this gets obscene.
Yeah.
Obscene.
He sounds like angry old man.
Yeah.
He sounds like angry old man. Shake your fist at the clouds in the sky.
How I am with money, I would be this angry too if I didn't already have Peacock.
Right.
Like I just, with connections, sharing passwords and all that, I have almost everything except for Showtime. So
the $6.80 that it costs to have Peacock.
Uh-huh.
$6 for the month, it costs.
That actually comes with the golf account that I have as well. So it's a nice add-in.
Yeah, very nice. He says, I want Romo. I want Buck and Aikman. Well, he's going to get probably Tirico and Collinsworth, right?
Yeah.
So what's all that about?
And he also threw in there.
Hello, Romo!
He's angry about things that are going on in the NFL, including all these teams. He didn't want the NFL to expand. That's what it kind of sounded like to me, 25 years ago, a long time ago, when they did the expansion?
I don't know. I have no idea. What I do know is that the NFL has announced that we are going to play on Christmas, even though it's Wednesday. Wednesday's bad because it's not close enough to Monday Night Football where you play on Tuesday. And it's not Thursday where you normally play games on Thursday. Wednesday says we have no concern for your safety or well-being.
Yeah.
It also says, bleep you, NBA. You owned this holiday. You had it for years. And what we've realized is it doesn't matter what you do, because when we do what we want to do, you're not even a factor. But we just come to find out, and this is brand new information, the NFL is planning a doubleheader on Christmas. Two games, one following then into the other, and they are opening bidding for networks and for their platforms to have the broadcast rights. And the bidding, we're told, according to Front Office Sports, is rumored to begin in the neighborhood of $50 million.
Wow.
So you'd say, didn't they pay $110 plus million for Peacock? Well, yeah, they did, but that was a playoff game. And that was in January. And that was for the Saturday night standalone with the Kansas City Chiefs. Playoffs going to be a little bit different than regular season is. And Christmas is going to be a little different than a Saturday night in January is, you understand.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get the same amount of money as you would for that Peacock, you know, one-off, if you will, which proves it's not going to actually be a one-off. Also, we saw numbers that Peacock kept a significant, they kept like 70% of the people that signed up just to watch that game. They kept like 7 out of 10. So that's an enormous win for NBC Universal. An enormous win. They paid all that money to get that one playoff game. But what they really got was a bunch of people to sign up, and 70% of them, churn is what it's called. Your churn rate is the people that you lose, the churn rate. And they were able to avoid significant churn rate by keeping 7 out of 10 subscribers for that Chiefs-Dolphins game, which is big dollars. It's $6 a month. That was January. So that means they paid $6 in January, February, and March.
So you obviously are...
And they're still going.
You as a football fan, does this irk you at all? Like the traditional values of cable TV, NFL football?
No, because it's business. No, because it's the reality of business. I mean, it is what it is. Right. Like, this is the world in which we live. Everything has changed. People don't go to the store to buy things. Now they either just order from Amazon or they order it online and have it delivered to them. You know, everything has changed. So the NFL is going to be, if you will, broadcast or streamed or distributed wherever the money is. And they know that people are watching NFL now, consuming it unlike any other time in history. And a lot of that is because of legalized gambling. A lot of that is because people before kind of had an interest, but now they're financially invested. Forget about emotionally invested. And so it doesn't bother me one bit that this game is there and this game's. I heard McAfee the other day saying what Mad Dog just complained about. The game's on Amazon. It means I can't change the channel. Well, that's great. Amazon's like, you're on the app, you're streaming this, and guess what? You're going to see the commercials because they are showing commercials. And those commercials are, even though the audience is smaller, those commercials are that much more valuable because people are not leaving to flip to another channel, if you will, right, until somebody realizes there's an easy way to flip from that app to the next. And then, of course, it'll avoid all that. This is the advertising business. We're in it. Amazon, believe it or not, is also in it. Peacock Universal in it. We're only providing content. They are with a gate, meaning you got to pay to get there. Providing content to sell commercials and to serve advertising marketing partners so they get return on their investment. I hate the word sponsor. You talk about, oh, sponsors of the... It's not sponsors. You sponsor a Little League team, meaning that you give them, here's your money, put our name on your jersey, good luck kids, have fun. There's not sponsors for TV shows. And games are TV shows. NFL games are only TV shows. Major League Baseball games are TV shows. That's all they are. Do not lose sight of that for a moment. These aren't sponsors. No one's giving money and saying, here, go have fun, kids. They're investing. They're buying advertising and marketing spots to get return on investment, more business from it. You know what I'm saying? It may be semantics, but we don't refer to our partners as sponsors. They're partners because we're in it together. And when I talk about a business, when I talk about something that I'm endorsing, it is in the hope that you people listening and watching on our YouTube channel will take my word for this and you will utilize their services and goods and products as well. So everybody stands to benefit. You that enjoy the show, they that believe in us and partner with us, and us hoping to do right by and get tremendous results for them. So football games, when they're streaming, shouldn't have to have commercials. But why wouldn't you when everyone's conditioned to that and there's tremendous revenue to be generated?
And football as a product, NFL football as a product, we can whine and complain all you want about maybe commercial, kickoff, commercial, first down, and whine and complain about roughing the passer penalties, the league getting soft.
Yeah.
The league is head and shoulders above everybody in every single metric in terms of how badly I want to consume that product. It's going to take a lot more than a paywall of $6 or whatever to get me to not watch football.
Yeah, the NFL viewership grows, rating grows, and there's a direct correlation with the proliferation of legalized sports betting. Obviously, there's no other explanation for it. Let's get to the quiz, shall we? Because we talked about Hard Rock Bet, now legal in Florida, Florida's only legal sports book. Download it now from the App Store, Google Play Store, hardrock.bet. Easy to sign up. Quick and easy to get started. Fast deposits, fast withdrawals, PayPal, Venmo, credit cards, and more. Brackets are broken. But tonight, there's lots of games. Four, in fact, as we get into that final 16 teams that then quickly become eight. And you can bet on these games live in advance, parlay them. You can vary the point spread more or less as you so choose. Again, it's easy to sign up, fast deposits, fast withdrawals, and the good news is, even though your bracket's broken, your first bet with Hard Rock Bet is unbustable. Because if your first bet doesn't win, you will get up to $100, a no-regret bonus bet back. So if your first bet doesn't win, whatever that amount is, up to $100, you will get back as a bonus bet to try again. Hardrock.bet, download from the App Store, download from Google Play Store. Now legal in Florida. Offered by Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus. Physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 888. Admit it. Hard Rock Bet has listed the NFL over-under for total season wins. So this means out of only the 17 regular season games, you can bet either they'll win over this number or under this number right now. Got a feeling about a team? Well, Hard Rock Bet, you can bet today they'll win more than that number. They'll win less than that number. I did not look at the total win number, but this is something I'm familiar with for decades. And I know a little bit about expectation of NFL this season. So you've got teams, and I'm going to try and guess the number.
Yeah.
that you can bet either over or under what the over-under number is for regular season wins. Okay, C-Cat, what's the team?
Play along at home.
I'm sorry?
Play along at home.
Play along. Well, you may not be at home, but wherever you are, see if you guess along with what you think the number is, and then C-Cat will tell us.
Let's start with the reigning, undisputed Super Bowl champion.
Pick
Kansas
it up
City
there,
Chiefs.
Slacker. Let's go here. The Kansas City Chiefs, the reigning, the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
It's probably 11 and a half or 12 and a half. There's probably not a 11 and a half.
On the nose.
There it is. 11 and a half. That's a good number.
And it's a pick 'em. Minus 110 each way.
That's a good number because I could see them going 11 and 6. And I can see them going 12 and 5.
Right. Like we kind of know what we get with the Chiefs.
I can see them going 10 and 7.
They just got to figure it out for the playoffs.
Next team.
How about the team the Chiefs beat in the AFC Championship game? The Baltimore Ravens.
What is the over-under on Ravens' total season wins? There's expectations in Baltimore. So it's probably the same as Kansas City. It's probably 11 and a half also.
That's your guess?
Yep.
On the nose.
Nailed it again.
2 for 2.
That's a fair number. That's about a right number. And what I love about Hard Rock Bet is that you'll notice whether it's point spreads in games or total season wins, it's not an even number where you'd have to wait all season to get a push, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be 0.5, 11 and a half, 10 and a half, 8 and a half. Because nobody wants it to just be 8 or 10 and then just, I didn't win, I didn't lose, it's a tie. That's not fun for anybody.
Here's an interesting one.
Yes, go ahead.
Active offseason, Chicago Bears.
There's stupid expectation in the Bears. For a team picking first, there's all this talk about this defense, there's all this talk about they're a quarterback away. Their number's probably somewhere between 7.5 and 9.5. Either 7.5 or 8.5, I'm going to guess. So I'm going to go with the hype train, and I'll say probably 8.5 wins for the Chicago Bears.
Oh,
is it? Is
yeah,
it?
You're
is
on
it?
The mode. 3 for 3.
3 for 3, homie. Continue. Let's keep going until I get one wrong. Go.
New York Giants.
Oof.
I know. I had to stump you.
Giants has got to be 5.5 or 6.5. I can't imagine it's 8. 5.5. What was it?
You're right in the ballpark. It was 6.5.
It was 6.5.
But the under is minus 135. So it's closer.
Yep.
Not too bad. And like we said, Hard Rock Bet, they give you a lot of those hooks.
Well, yeah. So you can avoid that push. Yeah, it was one or the other, and I guess the wrong one. All right. One more, C-Cat. By the way, coming up, speaking of winning money, ESPN's UFC betting analyst and the analyst on Best Bets, the human MMATM, Ian Parker. All he does is make money for people listening. He will join us in the final segment, the 2-minute warning, for our Twin Peaks fight picks for UFC Atlantic City tomorrow night from the boardwalk there in Atlantic City. All right, C-Cat, go ahead. Give me one more.
America's team, the Dallas Cowboys.
The number's always higher than it should be. This is the total regular season wins out of 17. The number's always higher than it should be. I'm going to say that the over-under for Cowboys wins at Hard Rock Bet right now, it's either 10.5 or 11.5. Would they dare go as high as 11.5? Yes, they would. 11.5.
It's
10.5?
10.5.
Good. I'm glad I'm wrong about that because that's more reasonable.
They're right there with the Eagles. It's the same. Really a coin flip for that division, according to Hard Rock Bet. Again, Hard Rock Bet to see all of those over-under season win totals.
I'm just glad that I was wrong because it means that it's not some redonkulous number. 10.5 is appropriate for the Cowboys. They got their doors blown off by basically a rookie quarterback in Jordan Love and that youngest team in the NFL, Packers, last year in Dallas or in Arlington, whatever.
No talks of extending Dak Prescott either? Not complete and total trust in that quarterback position?
No. No. Not yet. Not yet. Coming up when we return, it is Good Friday, and C-Cat has to prove to the audience that Gen Z isn't a bunch of deadbeat nobodies. Mm-hmm. You have a quiz coming up. The Quiz Kids returns. Instead of you quizzing me, I quiz you. It is Good Friday, and I'll explain how that pertains to the game that you guys can play along with. You don't have to be at home, wherever you are, as CCAT mentioned a moment ago. Now is a good time to remind everybody about St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. People have needs for vehicles. You need oil changes. Yes, you do. The dealership where you bought your vehicle, they're like, come on, can I come get your oil? And unfortunately, in most instances, it's going to take longer. It's going to cost you more than if you just got it done at St. Lucie Battery and Tire because of the price of hourly labor. They pride themselves in the name, St. Lucie Battery and Tire, on having batteries for everything. Batteries for things like golf carts and jet skis and cars and trucks and RVs, side-by-sides. Whatever you got, they got a battery for it. They got tires for everything. They continue to win awards as a top independent tire dealer anywhere in the country. And what they are is a family-owned business with integrity that is reliable and honest and decent. So when you become a family-owned business in 1970, and here you are now 54 years later, 17 locations, what it says is you beat the major corporations by just doing right by people. I would imagine, all things considered, what people would want is a little bit of honesty and trust and a fair value. That's a great family-owned business, and that's basically the tenets of St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Go online at slbt.com, slbt.com, or just stop in. For major or minor service and repairs, St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. When we come back, CCAT is in the hot seat on a Good Friday for a little quiz kit edition. I just beat the book. Now it's your turn to see if you can redeem Gen Z.
I'm going to carry that torch strong.
Because you guys don't know nothing about what you should know about. Pop culture quiz for CCAT next. Home team, ESPN 106.3.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team, streaming live worldwide on YouTube on ESPN West Palm Play. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. This is ESPN 106.3.
South Florida's favorite way to waste the day on the ride home with JC and the home team. Remember, this show is available as a podcast for free because God knows no one would pay for it. Get the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Just hit subscribe, Josh Cohen, the home team. It'll automatically just show up on your device. It won't eat up any memory or storage. Doesn't cost anything. There's no trial, no nothing. Just download the app. Excuse me, the app. Download the podcast. Listen when you want, where you want, after we're done. Pause, rewind. It's broken up into hours 1 and 2 with the commercial breaks cut out. The streamline just for you. Truist, when you start with care, you get a different bank, you get a better bank, you get Truist is what you get. Checking, savings, credit cards, mortgages, loans, investments. We all need that stuff. Truist says, we'll take care of all that. You focus on life. You focus on getting married, buying a home, going to college, sending kids to college, starting a business. You know, it's not what people say that matters. It's honestly what they do. And the care that Truist continues to show in our communities speaks more than any words possibly could. Visit a branch, you'll see what I'm talking about. Check them out online, and you'll understand. Truist.com. Start with care, get a different kind of bank, get a better kind of bank. Get Truist is what you get. All right, it's Christian Katz time to be in the hot seat, and so we shall move you into just that. Today is Good Friday, you're aware.
Uh-huh. Easter this weekend, that's all I remember.
Okay, well, Friday before Easter is Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's been brought to my attention that you Gen Z kids don't know anything about anything. And you're prototypical 25-year-old Generation Z.
Little assumptive.
You don't take interest in things before you. You don't do your homework. You can't relate to the audience of the home team nation because you don't know the things they do. You can't. You don't get the references. Everything to you is an old man dated reference.
Heavy accusations you're levying right now.
Fantastic. Let's get started. Since it's Good Friday, every one of these questions and answers will involve good. The word good is involved.
All right.
Now, why are you laughing?
I thought it was all about the movie Friday.
So, well, no.
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 Okay.
It will have every question and answer will have to do with the word good on this Good Friday.
I'm game.
Pop culture. Let's see if you can identify according. By the way, Ian Parker, ESPN's UFC analyst, betting analyst, he will join us in 6 minutes and change from now to give us our Twin Peaks fight picks for tomorrow night, UFC Atlantic City. All right, C-Cat, you can't look at anything. You can't get help from Jacob the intern. You have to answer as quick as you can.
I'll stare right into the camera.
Here we go. Question number one. In 1991, Marky Mark went to the top of the charts singing about good what?
Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
Good Charlotte.
You're not going to get that past me.
Idiot. Do you know who Marky Mark was?
Who Mark Wahlberg was?
Well, okay, Marky Mark was Mark Wahlberg.
I think I heard it when he said
still alive, but Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, Good Vibrations. Mm. Good Vibrations. So you are 0 for 1.
Not co-owner of Wahlburgers?
Yes.
That too?
That guy too. Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of music, the Beach Boys had a global number one hit in 1966, 1967 with a song about good what?
Good love and affection.
Good love and affection is absolutely incorrect. Correct answer? Vibrations. You are 0 for 2, my friend. Good vibration. All you said was vibrations for both of those, and you'd be 2-0.
I actually thought about doing that. I thought that was really dumb of me if I chose that. That stinks.
Yeah, it would be. Question number three. You have to think on this a little bit. You have to get creative. In 1994, MC Hammer returned to the charts with the hit single, It's All Blank. It's All Blank. What was the name of that song, C-Cat?
It is all good. But like with a lot of O's in the word good. So like if you
I'll accept it, that. Sure, yeah, I'll take that.
All right.
Hey, it's all good. I'll take that. Yeah, you're in the win column.
I'll be honest, that's just a good test taker right there. I have no idea what song you're talking about.
So when I said the question following the first two, I thought you were going to answer it's all good vibrations.
Oh.
You didn't take the bait. Good for
all
you.
All right, all right.
Question number four. Jimmy Walker coined the catchphrase dynamite, starring as J.J. Evans on the famous urban sitcom of the 70s, Good Blank.
Good Burger.
Good Burger is incorrect. No.
No, it's Keenan and Kel.
Yeah, not close. Jimmy Walker, Good Times. Norman Lear created Good Times.
To watch that.
Not getting hassled, not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water, making your way when you can. Temporary layoff, good time. Easy credit, rip off, good time. Ain't we lucky we got them? Good times. Question number five. Better Than Ezra had a modern rock number one hit in 1995 with a song titled, what?
Goody Two Shoes.
That is incorrect. Correct song title. Good. Yeah. You suck. You suck at this. Question number six. Jennifer Aniston and Jake Gyllenhaal starred in the 2002 drama The Blank.
Bad Guys.
You're missing one core element in Bad Guys. Every question, every answer has good involved.
I'm waiting
Remember?
For the trick. There's got to be a trick.
There's
somewhere.
Not a trick here.
No?
Nope.
What's the answer?
The good girl. The good girl. Question number seven. What is Charlie Brown's favorite verbal expression of disappointment and frustration?
Oh, got this one. Good grief.
That's right. Wrong. That's right. Of course you'd know the Charlie Brown good grief, because you probably say good grief.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is your last question. You're not doing well. You have two right. You have two right. You have five wrong.
That's a Hall of Famer in baseball. No, it's not. Never mind. It's 2 for 7.
You're thinking 2 out of 5.
I'm a power hitter.
You're thinking 2 out of 5. You're hitting 400. Question number 8. Which 3-part titled classic Western film starred Clint Eastwood and Eli Wallach?
This one's Gran Torino.
This one is Gran Torino.
Can I
ask you a question? Ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Gran Torino is 2 words. Also, two aspects, and also just beyond that, you're still missing the word the good.
good Gran Torino.
I want you to hear something real quick. You hear that? You hear that?
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell at all? Does that ring a bell at all?
No.
Three-part
title. I can't say it did.
Title. Classic Western film.
The
remember, good has to be involved. What is the name? What is the name of that film?
The Good, Bad, the Ugly?
The what?
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
I need the title of the film, please.
That's what I thought
final,
it was.
I need a final response. The title of the film is?
Lock it in, The Good, Bad, the Ugly.
Oh, you're so close. So close. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
No.
You were an and away.
What is it, the Oxford comma? That's what I forgot about.
You lose. But congratulations on your Hall of Fame baseball career of getting two right and six wrong.
I'm a power hitter. The ones I got right, I knocked them out of the park. So if we'll I'm hitting two home runs out of, what was it? Yeah.
We'll go with that. When we return, Ian Parker joins us live. He is the human MMATM, meaning this dude is the best handicapper in the history of mixed martial arts and certainly the UFC. And that's why ESPN brought him on to officially make him the guy for UFC and PFL. He joins us live with our Twin Peaks fight picks. We're back in moments. The home team on ESPN 106.3.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team, streaming live worldwide on YouTube on ESPN West Palm Play. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. This is ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live worldwide on the ESPN app and on all smart speakers and connected devices. Simply tell it, play ESPN West Palm, and of course on our new ESPN West Palm YouTube channel. Play the music, man, because it's time for our Twin Peaks fight picks, eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer made from scratch favorites, the official UFC fight headquarters partnership thereof. Never a cover to watch any fights, be they boxing, pay-per-views, MMA of other organizations, or the UFC. And tomorrow night, there's a big card on tap, UFC Atlantic City, returning to Boardwalk Hall for the first time in several years. And who else would you rather bring on than the human MMATM, Ian Parker, ESPN's UFC betting analyst and the analyst on Best Bets with Brett Okamoto, who joins us now live on the home team on ESPN 106.3. Ian, good afternoon, brother. How's it?
It's good, my man. It's good. I'm pumped. We got UFC Atlantic City tomorrow night. My boy Chris Weidman stepping up. Let's see how it goes.
It's great to see Chris Weidman back inside the cage competing. Great champion. We all remember just a couple years ago. And this time it was April, as a matter of fact. And that horrific injury sustained. But again, in life, it's about picking yourself up and moving forward. So let's do that. Last time we had you, we made big money. So let's do the exact same thing this time around. This card is interesting on many levels. You always have an angle on the fights. You always list the bets that you like best, and you put together a parlay. Last week was a little strange of a card. This one feels a little bit more, I don't know, consistent with where we've been in recent months. Am I crazy to feel that way?
I don't think you're crazy. I think there's a lot of interesting lines here. I think there's a lot of fun matchups. And for a fight night, I think we're getting a pretty nice card.
All right, let's take a look at some of these, and we'll do it via the odds at Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. First of all, before I ask you specifically about a fight, is there an angle that you see that people aren't noticing, but your homework takes you to a place where you say, ooh, there's value in this fight. I'm going to lean on this one. Is there one of those off the top?
You know what? I think there's a couple of them, to be honest with you. You know, there's a few where you just have to look at the stats. Sometimes you got to look at these guys' durability. Yep. You know, for example, like a Julio Arce versus Herbert Burns situation. Everyone's going to be on Arce, which he is part of the parlay that I gave out on my show. Mm-hmm. However, if you look at Herbert Burns, who's been out for a little bit, his two losses in the UFC have both come towards the middle of the end of the second round. Arce's only been finished one time, not in 4 years. He also hasn't finished anybody in about 6 years. So look at over 1.5 there instead of necessarily forcing yourself to play a money line on each side.
E.M. Parker, Insight, joining us on the home team. Twin Peaks Fight Picks. Follow him on social media. He is ESPN's UFC and PFL betting analyst because he knows what's going to happen before it happens in a creepy kind of a way. Algio Nelson, Hard Rock Bet, showing me Billy at -250. Fight to go the distance. Yes, at -175. You're an over player. I don't have the stomach for it. Is there value there?
You know what? This is a really interesting fight. Kyle Nelson got 2 wins in a row. But Bill Algio is one of the more exciting fighters that flies under the radar. He's another guy who actually, coincidentally, is a leg in by parlay. I think the pressure, I think the way he strikes from a distance, and even if he takes the back of Kyle Nelson, I would not be shocked at a Bill Algio sub. However, I don't mind even taking the money line at that number or throwing him in a parlay. I think this is going to be a nice Showtime spotlight spot for Bill Algio.
The world's foremost and most successful MMA and UFC betting analyst handicapper, Ian Parker, joining us live on the home team. Let's go to Weidman Silva, because this line is Silva -250, it looks, on Hard Rock Bet as we speak. And for the fight to go the distance, no, at a healthy -275. They are expecting this inside of 15 minutes to end one way or the other. What says you, Ian Parker?
I think there's other ways to play this. One, you know, look, even Chris Weidman's going to tell you himself, I understand that people want to count me out. I lost to Suarez, I broke my leg, yada, yada. But if you look at his opponent, Bruno Silva, Silva knocked out Tavares, yes, but other than that, he's been extremely inconsistent. This is a guy that if you put him on his back, even though he's a black belt, which he got a black belt after he won a decision, which was a very weird changing of the guard there. Mm-hmm. I think Silva's a little overrated. I think this number's a little high. And if Chris plays it smart, goes in there and uses his striking stuff as wrestling, I think not only can we get a upset here for Weidman, but if you want to take a little bit of a long shot prop, I believe it's +1200 to get Weidman to win by TKO or KO. Wouldn't shock me if he took him down, got him into back mount, and just laid in some ground and pound and finished the fight there. Unless Bruno knocks him out on the feet, I think Chris is better everywhere else.
According to Hard Rock Bet, Weidman by KO, TKO, or DQ, +1,400. $50 will give you $700 back. All right, let's just real quick go to the main event of the evening. Blanchfield and Fiorot, -190. Aaron sits. This, of course, is a 5-rounder as the main event of the evening. Thoughts here, Ian?
My thoughts are this line is way too wide for Erin Blanchfield. I understand her being the favorite. However, this number should have been a -125, -130 at best, because if she can't get Madden Fior to the ground, she's not winning this fight on the feet. First off, the size difference. I don't know if he's caught the weigh-ins. Fior is so much bigger. Mm. Almost looks like two different weight classes. Mm. She's a much better striker, knows how to strike from a distance. And her takedowns, actually, the crazy part is she's landed more takedowns in her last two fights than Blanchfield has. Blanchfield went 0-for-4 in her last four takedowns, okay, in her last fight. So when you're looking at this fight, you got to look at it this way. Can Blanchfield get this fight to the floor early where she doesn't take damage? And if she does get it to the floor, can she keep Fior down? I don't think she can. I'm going with the underdog here. I'm taking Madden Fior to get it done, keep it on the feet, and show everyone why she's a world-class striker.
He's the best in the world at what he does. Follow on social media. Watch him on ESPN's YouTube channel and on the UFC fight cards and pre, et cetera, when he guest appeared. Ian Parker, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck, brother. Looking forward to making money with you tomorrow.
Always, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ian Parker, he is the human MMATM. We're inside the two-minute warning presented by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer, made from scratch, favorites. C-Cat, no time for a dad joke.
I know. Is bad.
High school game day follows us, and then from 7 to midnight, we'll have whip-around coverage of the Sweet 16.
All the games.
Everything that you need here on ESPN 106.3. Back Monday at 4, every day above ground.
Good day.
Say goodnight to the bad guy.
Goodnight, bad guy.
Have a great night. Home team time, 6 p.m.